Dear Rinpo Anand, thank you so much for this inspiring and heartwarming Dharma teaching today. Sadhu, may I know how can one encourage parents or parents-in-law to plan for their advanced care planning or end-of-life plan? It seems to be a morbid topic. I tried to use myself as an example to share with my mom of my funeral plan, but she isn't receptive. Should I then let nature take its course till the day comes and then decide? Or how else can I support them not to have any regrets? Thank you. So yes, we should be an example, or we can use ourselves as an example. And that is, we have an example of doing goodness. And what is important is that we see their goodness that they have done towards us, the virtue they have towards us. We want to give them something very good to them, which is the Dhamma, but it's not yet their time. And to talk about death, most people don't want to hear about it. But we can do things to help them so that they can have very good states of mind, and they will likely have this feeling of not wanting to be discarded or left alone. They want to be able to feel that love and care towards them given by us. And the speech that maybe troubles their heart or is a bit harsh to them to hear, then we shouldn't use that type, those types of words or speech or topics. We try to have very good, kind speech to them, have respect, visit them a lot. These are the types of things that are good and good for their mind. And if you live with them, then that's even better still. And it's mostly the case that when they, or when parents and things get older, then usually they're considered discarded by, or they are discarded by the younger generation. They leave them alone. And so that's something that they don't want to happen. And so we should see their importance, and just like that they had cared for us for so long, then we come back to care for them. And in terms of getting Dhamma, then they can get it very slowly or gradually, bit by bit. Maybe we can play a Dhamma talk, or just for a short time, or at different times, or we can lead them in some chanting, you know, just do a little bit or a little bit like that until they themselves gain that faith. Then we can maybe talk them to them a bit more seriously about things, about Dhamma. But we don't have to talk to them about things like death, because they are older and they will know about it already, even though they may not say much about it. And so we be an example ourselves, have a very good mind, a very cool type of mind states, and then they can feel very happy and joyous at looking at us, at our state of mind. And so this is doing it first, or being an example first.